A 24-17 win over rival Green Bay earns the Bears the NFC North title and their first playoff spot in 8 years. First-year Bears coach Matt Nagy joins us live now. Good morning, champ.
How you doing, Josh?
Fantastic. How's it sound? How's it feel to win the division and to capture a playoff spot the way you did, Matt, in front of that boisterous crowd?
Yeah, it was awesome. You're right. The crowd was great. They were electrifying yesterday. Such a big part of our wins, and it's really neat. It's been great all year long at Soldier Field, and we appreciate all that support. So it was fun. Our guys are juiced up and excited, and I was happy for everybody.
And clinching the NFC North puts you in the postseason. Now the current 3 seed, you've still got a shot at earning a top 2 seed and a first-round playoff bye. Yeah, that's all part of the conversation now. So what are the priorities in terms of maybe resting versus staying full speed? How might you coach differently these last couple of games, Matt?
Well, the biggest thing for us is what we've been doing all year long is just really focusing in on what we can control each week. And I think that goes to be said for this week as well. I mean, we want to continue to just keeping, the pedal to the metal and making sure our guys understand that what we have ahead of us. You just mentioned it. There's a possibility to get, a better seed and possibly to get a bye. So that's what we're focusing on. We know that we talked about finishing all week long, and now we also said that we also want to not be satisfied. So we'll have a great week of practice and approach this like every other game.
Not satisfied yet. There's Eddie Jackson making the interception but leaving the field with an injury. The defense holds up. But what might you be able to add on Jackson's ankle, and then how the defense is still finding ways to impress you?
Yeah, well, as everybody knows, it's difficult to get interceptions with Aaron Rodgers, and for us to get that at that crucial part of the game was great. And then, unfortunately, he had that ankle sprain there at the end of the game. So we'll keep an eye on it. We'll know more here in the next couple of days as far as the significance of it. But we're just glad we got that interception, and he went down, and so we'll know more as we go here.
Mitchell Trubisky outplays Aaron Rodgers. How are you measuring Trubisky's performance? Was it a little rough in his first game back from the injury last week? Yesterday, Mitch, and what the offense was able to do. How'd you like it?
I really liked it a lot. I thought he was very composed throughout the game, made some big-time throws in great situations, obviously had the great touchdown throw at the end of the half to Tariq, and then he had the other one to Trey Burton, just threw it with a lot of conviction. And so he stayed poised throughout the whole game, and that's him growing right now as a player in this offense, and you can see the confidence that he's done. He protected the football. And when you do that with this defense, we're always going to have a chance.
That was such a passionate day for the Blue and Orange. One of your players proposes to his girlfriend on bended knee at midfield. You knew it was coming with Charles Leonard Jr. What an accomplishment for him and the team.
Pretty cool, huh? We have just a bunch of good guys on this team. And then, Charles, I knew that was something that he had in the works. And so it was great for him to be able to have that happen at the end of the game. And just an exciting time for everybody.
Good time to share with you this morning after the clincher. Next up, a Sunday in San Francisco. So enjoy the week, Matt, and good luck getting ready.
Thanks, Josh. Take care.
See you. You are welcome. Head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy, will be back at 7 o'clock tonight on the Bears Coaches Show.